For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This guy is a pretty good phone-a-friend idea on line four if you want to entertain it. I'll let him pitch it to you, because if I do it, you'll reject it. Mike, what's up, man? How are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Drew, as always, I love the show. This is actually Tramp Stamp Mike.
Hey, man, what's up, Tramp Stamp Mike? How you been?
I'm doing all right. Life is good. You know, no complaints here.
Good, man. I haven't heard from you in a while. Tramp Stamp Mike, for those of you who have not heard that name before, got the LOD, or Legion of Drew, tattoo on the Tramp Stamp area. Lower back. Very flattering.
I would like you to do a phone my mom, phone a friend, and ask her what she thinks about D's Nuts.
Is your mom familiar with D's Nuts as a presidential candidate?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is your mom familiar with is your mom familiar with Drew Garabo Live?
She's heard you a few times,
but not enough to know that we are prone to D's Nuts humor.
No, not that much.
Here's how I'm envisioning this happening. Kayla calls your mom off the air and says, we are engaging in a political poll on the radio today. We received your number from your son, Mike. Would we be able to speak with you regarding your political leanings? You think she'd fall for it?
I think she would entertain it for a couple minutes, yeah.
All right.
Until you drop these nuts on them.
That's what I'm going to do, too. So, Seth, how does that sound to you?
Oh, it sounds like the best thing I've heard all day.
Perfect. Wait a minute. That was sarcasm. The sign of a healthy mind that I read yesterday on the web, by the way. All right. Hold on 1 second, and we're going to get Kayla to ring your mom, and then we'll see if we can drop these nuts on your mom.
All right.
Thank you very much. It would be better if she hadn't heard of me at all, because I feel like anybody who's heard of me probably knows of my fondness for D's Nuts.
You've had the market on D's Nuts for a long time.
Yeah, like, how long have you been rocking D's Nuts?
I've been rocking D's Nuts for a long time. We did both of D's Nuts. But until, actually, Seth and the Mighty Emperor John Brennan put the kibosh on D's Nuts jokes. They had to rein me in because I was, I did so many D's Nuts jokes. It was the right move. I have to be protected from
myself. Or trying to lure women into the program.
Well, women typically don't enjoy D's Nuts jokes as much as men do.
And I'm the lady in the room, unfortunately.
Well, someone has to be, and it is definitely you.
Both of these nuts on your face!
That was a good moment on Drew Garabo. Who did he pull that off on?
Oh, I think it was a random caller.
Was that just a random? Listen to the excitement in your voice.
You made me do it one day.
Well, listen, you surrendered to it, and listen to the fun that you had.
Both of these nuts on your face!
I'm a changed man now. I'm a college student.
He was overjoyed at the time.
Hold on 1 second. Shirley, welcome to Political Talk. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. We're calling Americans throughout the country, and we're asking about their political preferences. Do you mind if I ask you some political-related questions?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll answer them, but we'll try.
Oh, well, anything you don't feel comfortable answering, simply tell me so, and we'll respect your right to not answer a question. How about that?
That sounds good.
Great. Shirley, who do you favor in the upcoming election? Do you favor Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump more than Hillary.
Okay. Do you favor the legalization of marijuana?
For the most part, yes.
For the most part, good. How do you feel about gay marriage, Shirley?
Indifferent. Okay. You know, each their own.
Each their own. Very good. Do you know who is currently polling third in the state of North Carolina, right behind Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton?
No, I don't.
It is a candidate out of Iowa by the name of D's Nuts. How do you feel about D's Nuts?
I've never heard of anybody from that state.
You've never heard of anyone from Iowa before?
No.
Oh, I'll give you a couple of D's Nuts issues, and you can tell me how you feel about D's Nuts. D's Nuts is speaking out against illegal immigration. Does that make you want to support D's Nuts more?
Probably won't because of the name. These nuts.
So the name is an issue.
I hear somebody laughing.
No, I'm sorry. That's my producer. He's very immature. So you quiet down over there and get Bill O'Reilly on the phone. You producers. So I'm very sorry. We try to keep things above board here. Terribly sorry. The name is a tough one to get behind. I understand. We are all either blessed or cursed with the name that our fathers gave us.
That's true.
But is D's Nuts' name enough for you to reject D's Nuts from the White House?
Certainly. I wouldn't even consider anybody with the name.
With the name D's Nuts?
Correct.
D's Nuts is a deal breaker to you?
Yes.
You cannot get behind D's Nuts?
Nope.
I see. So if D's Nuts had a different name but same position, you might find yourself supporting D's Nuts, just not as D's Nuts.
That could possibly be.
Okay.
Check his political views out first.
You'll check D's Nuts out first and then decide if you can support D's Nuts.
Right.
Okay. So you're interested in taking a closer look at D's Nuts?
No.
You're not interested. But under a different name, like Brady C. Olson, D's Nuts' legal name, you might be interested in what D's Nuts has to offer you.
Possibly, maybe.
If you found yourself aligned with the political issues of D's Nuts, could you see yourself putting D's Nuts in the White House?
Possibly, I guess.
If we had a roundtable discussion in your neighborhood, would you invite D's Nuts over for dinner?
Possibly. It's just a name.
Just a name.
Person.
And while you may not support D's Nuts for the presidency, if D's Nuts brought you 2 dozen roses and a bottle of wine, took you out for a nice evening, would you kiss D's Nuts at the end of the date?
Possibly.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you very much. This phone call has been recorded, and we will send it to the campaign headquarters of D's Nuts. We are reaching out to Americans like you to see how Americans feel about D's Nuts, and I can see that you are not so enraptured with D's Nuts.
Not the name, but I don't. Yeah.
How would you feel if you found out that your son Michael was in love with D's Nuts?
That's his business.
Well, let him tell you yourself, Mike. You're on the line with your mom Shirley, who clearly does not love D's Nuts.
Hi, Mom. I love you.
I love you too.
But you don't love D's Nuts.
I don't know them.
Are you interested in getting to know D's Nuts a little bit better?
Not particularly.
All right. Well, D's Nuts can't help but feel rejected right now. But
all right. Well,
D's Nuts will
find somebody else.
D's Nuts will get over it. D's Nuts bounce back very quickly. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. And oh yes, Seth, a question.
Ma'am, how do you feel that your son has a tramp stamp of this radio show tattooed on him?
That's entirely up to him.
Yeah, she seems to be one of those laissez-faire, if it doesn't bother me, you know, it's no big deal kind of...
He's 30-some years old, and if that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do. He's not going to listen to Mom anyway.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, you sound like not too thrilled about it, but it's his life to live as he sees fit.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he also have the ketchup and mustard bottle tattooed on him?
Yes, he does, on his belly with a Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid man.
Kool-Aid Man.
If you had to choose one to vote for president, would you vote for Kool-Aid Man or D's Nuts?
I wouldn't vote.
You would just abstain from voting altogether rather than support Kool-Aid Man or D's Nuts?
Yes.
I see. Well, Mike, thank you very much. Shirley, you sound like a lovely young lady, and I hope you'll take me up on my offer for you to get D's Nuts a little bit more familiarity in your life.
We'll see.
All right. You take it easy, Shirley.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Shirley. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Well, she clearly not so friendly to D's Nuts.
It's the hidden Drew Garabo Live track of the day. The first rule about the hidden track of the day is you don't talk about the hidden track of the day. You just tweet me about it at Seth Kush and tell me how much you love it. Here we go.
So, without any further ado, it is 4 o'clock. Time, Seth, to go through the past and see what was going on in the mind of a young Seth Kushner July 7th, 3 days before my birthday, 2004, I was about to turn 30. Oh, man.
How old?
Oof. 2004.
Were you 35?
Yeah. Oh, those were the younger, simpler days. I know to you guys, 35 doesn't seem that young. To me, that seems like a baby.
I'm 35 now.
Oh, God, I remember those days. Carefree. Read through Seth's journal.
And now, another diary.
Journal.
I mean, journal entry from Seth.
Can I leave today?
No. Nope. The days of you leaving are over. Now, Gio, my computer is configuring Windows updates and is at 42% completion, because during the show is a great time for my computer to decide to do that. So if you could give me the musical accompaniment when we need it, I appreciate you. Here we go. Good times. This past weekend, by the way, this journal was kept as an effort to either convince the world that he's a complete psychopath or therapeutically get over a girl named Ashley. Probably both. Just to keep you up in the cast of characters, Ashley was a wing house girl.
She was, yeah.
I know she's more than just a wing house girl to you.
I hate to define people by their profession.
How would you describe Ashley, if not just a wing house girl?
Dude, you read the words every single day. Clearly, she was the one.
She took your virginity.
Yeah.
She worked at Wing House. She was friends with Brandy C., a promotions girl at the station.
Yes.
How'd you meet her?
How did I meet Ashley?
Yeah.
I told you that. Why are you laughing?
I love to go down memory lane with you.
We were doing Nude with the Dude on the Morning X out on Gandy. And we had Brandy get one of her hotter friends to come by and try to arouse the guys because they were naked in a sleeping bag together and the first one to get out lost. So we had them come by and do a little dance.
And she came by and did a little dance.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, the two of you hit it off.
I guess.
She didn't know you were a virgin.
Probably not.
And had sex with you.
Oh, long after that. That was probably like 8 or 9 months after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you put in your time.
I guess so.
Good times.
Oh, jeez.
This past weekend was pretty awesome. Friday started off pimp. I'm sorry. I'm unfamiliar with your vernacular here. Friday started off with you arranging sex with a girl who worked for you that someone was willing to pay for?
Come on, man. I was 22. Just cut me a little bit of slack in this. It's 2004.
So, Brother Kevin, pimp used as an adjective.
Yeah, that's it's almost like clutch.
You're in hoppy territory now. Friday started off pimp. The 420 Park Place gig was rad. Whoa, rad and pimp consecutively. Look at you with your pros. What was the 420 Park Place gig?
I just had a gig. It was across from the Clearwater Mall.
At Park Place?
Yeah.
On 420?
Yes.
Was it rad because somebody smoked you out, bruh?
I don't think anybody smoked me out, no.
Okay.
Probably came prepared.
Then to what do you owe the degree of ratitude that this gig achieved?
Maybe it just wasn't awkward, or maybe my friends came by. I don't really remember.
Oh, did your friend Ken Kniff come out?
Ken Kniff, that's Fisher's brother.
Oh, you called him Ken Kniff?
Yeah.
Ken Kniff came out, and then we went to Shepherd's. Now, didn't you say in our last diary entry that Shepherd's was whack or bunk or whatever words you chose?
Yeah, we had a broadcast out at Shepherd's, I'm guessing, for 4th of July weekend.
I got you.
And we had to go out there for probably 3 days.
Isn't that where Pitbull Toddler is playing tomorrow night?
That's what I hear.
Cool. Sounds pimp and rad. Ken Kniff came out, and then we went to Shepherd's. Ashley came out Saturday afternoon, and it was nice to see her. I was wearing my Everyone Loves a Jewish Boy shirt. Did your mom get this shirt for you?
I got it for myself. It's so hot. Urban Outfitters.
Chelsea and Jessica came out for Jessica's 21st birthday. And who knew? She picked me to make out with her. Wait, did Jessica pick you or Chelsea?
Jessica picked me.
Okay. Is this Chelsea that I know?
Yes.
Okay. But she didn't pick you to make out with her?
No.
Did you make out with Chelsea?
Not then.
But at some point in time, you
Just once, man. Please, she's about to get married. Please, let's ruin everybody's life here.
You made out with Chelsea?
One time. And I've been friends with her for a long time.
Yeah, I love Chelsea. She's so awesome.
Is she a good kisser?
I don't remember.
Sure she was.
I don't remember.
She looks like she'd be a really good kisser.
I don't remember.
Wow. You and Chelsea, huh?
I hate the way you smile during this.
So much grin. So much.
That's why
history.
I hate being in here, because you could just read the entry if I'm not in here.
Yeah, no, but I need to stop down to...
It's a stop and chat after every line.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so who's Jessica?
Jessica was her hot friend that I made out with.
Okay. Who's the big tooth girl?
You don't need to know about her.
Oh, okay.
What is going on?
So... She picked me to make out with her. She is so hot. So funny. I think I dig her. Yeah, I do. She is so cool, funny, sweet, and hot. She's in Vegas now with her ex, Brad. Brad is in quotes and capital letters. She gets back next week, and I'll deal with her from there. Deal with what? Her incessant desire to make out with you more?
I don't know, man.
I'll deal with her from there. That's fantastic. Well, she told Chelsea I was a good kisser. Oh, well, now we know why the makeout session occurred with you and Chelsea. Once Chelsea found out this information about her good friend Seth, she had to get a little taste of the kush for herself. It's only natural. I figured it all out now. Sunday blue. Whatever. Ash called me yesterday, wanted me to come to the Wing House. Ha! She said I couldn't bring a girl. I love her. I love her. Did you ever say I love you to her?
Probably.
Ooh, man, we really need her in the studio. So bad.
Wait, what's going on, Kayla?
Kayla, you all right? What's going on over there?
It smells horrendous, and I can taste someone's fart right now. It's so gross.
Jeez. I don't smell anything at all. Did you fart, Kushner?
No, God, no, I don't do that
in
here.
Did you smell anything?
You smell a fart?
I did, yes.
Did you fart?
It was the Thai food, man. How did you get way over there? You smell anything, Gio?
No, I'm good, man.
No. Oh, man. All right. Sorry about that.
I didn't smell anything.
It's a.
I didn't smell any. Oh, my God. Seth's leaving.
No, no, no. It's not that bad. Come on, man.
It is.
No, it's not. Really? Really? You can't?
Shame.
No shame.
Shame.
Hey, it's a naturally bodily function.
I don't smell anything, man.
How did he go around Seth and
I don't
get
know.
To her?
I don't know. I smelled nothing.
It's the way the AC's blowing.
Yeah, you're right under the vent right there.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
there
circulating.
You go.
Okay. You don't smell anything, Seth.
Oh, no, I did, but I was just trying to focus in on the bit.
Seth is that dedicated.
Wow.
Sorry man, about that.
I smelled nothing at all.
No, I'm good. Over here.
I thought Kayla was laughing, and then I realized that she was throwing up in her hand.
Circle back over here. Let's see. Where was I? So if you just joined us, we are reading Seth's diary.
It's just a journal, please.
Sorry, journal. Involving Seth and his tales of Ashley, the Wing House girl who took his virginity. She's more than just a Wing House girl, Seth will have you know. And we pick up with wanted me to come to the Wing House. Ha! She said I couldn't bring a girl. I love her. So, Saturday, I got it right here. Saturday is Lucky Boy's Confusion, so I'll be hiding for the weekend. Don't look for me Friday. Who are you saying don't look for you? Are you telling your journal not to look for you on Friday?
I don't know, man.
Look out, world. Don't be looking for me on Friday. Are you hermetizing? Who are you telling? Don't look for me Friday. Saturday, 4-9 at 97X. Whatever that means. What is 4-9?
It probably means I was on from 4 to 9.
Oh, okay. Saturday, 4 to 9 on 97X. I got you. And then to Suburban Tragedy. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gone. I still can't deal with that S. I'll be cool. What S are you trying to deal with? Oh, because the lead singer was...
the lead singer of the band you just played, I had heard hooked up with
Ashley.
Yeah. So
we'll find out for sure when we get her in the studio.
And then there was a concert that I went to with her, and she ended up with him, and I ended up leaving crying.
Oh, no. Dude, you went to a concert with her, and she left with him?
Well, maybe she was just talking to him, but I felt like she left with him because, you know, I'm all or nothing. So, right. And I just remember Fisher saying, man, it's not worth it, dude. It's okay.
That'd be a great phoner. Has your girl ever left with the band?
Not these guys. These guys are my friends.
Oh, okay. Not Suburban Tragedy, but Lucky Boy Confusion?
Yeah.
Hold on. Why don't we get the right band that laid the pipe to your girlfriend?
All right, man.
On a side note, I haven't gotten high in 3 days. That's a long time for me. That is today's journal entry from Seth Kushner. Wow, that's a good one today. Man, so you took her to a concert, and then she probably... Here's how it probably happened. She just started talking to the guy. And if that were to happen with Phoebe, then you would see her talking to Jason Derulo. You'd be like, fine, why don't you just go ahead and sleep with Jason Derulo? And you'd storm out of the concert.
Yeah, I felt that way when we went to the Justin Timberlake concert and when she went to the Sam Smith concert. I said, if you want to be with those guys, just be with them. I don't care.
So you would not be cool with a meet and greet with her and Justin Timberlake? He's Justin Timberlake.
No, dude. I know. She likes Justin Timberlake a lot.
Who doesn't?
She dragged me to his concert, and I said it sucked.
Somebody tweeted, man, the Soul Brother farting during Seth Kush diary reading is not so pimpin' rad.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.